This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Nepal launches Sagarmatha Sambad 2025 with call for urgent global climate action and deeper international cooperation to address climate crisis. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges world community to respond to escalating climate crisis with shared wisdom and strong determination. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the House of Representatives endorses Federal Civil Service Bill. And Ukrainian and Russian officials meet for first face-to-face talks in 3 years. Now the news in detail. Nepal has officially launched the first ever Sagarmatha Sambad today in Kathmandu with a powerful call for urgent global climate action and deeper international cooperation to address the mounting climate crisis, particularly in fragile mountain ecosystems. The forum for dialogue is named after Mount Everest, locally known as Sagarmatha. The theme of this year's event is climate change, mountains, and the future of humanity. Addressing the inaugural session of the Sagarmatha Sambad 2025, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli said that the event was named after the world's tallest peak, Sagarmatha, and aimed to create a forum for holding honest dialogues and exchange learning on the issues of climate change, finding collective measures to tackle the crisis. The Prime Minister emphasized that protecting the mountains is essential for safeguarding both the planet and humanity.
Sagarmatha Sambad is born from that very spirit. It is a gentle revival of our ancient ways. As a Himalayan nation, this is not a distant issue. It is our daily reality. But it is not just ours, it is the world's. Can humanity survive without its mountains? Can we protect the future without protecting these ancient gardens? Mountains may seem far away, but their breath keeps half the world alive. From the Arctic to the Andes, from the Alps to the Himalayas. They are the Earth's water towers, they are our climate poles, and they are in danger. Their fragility is our shared vulnerability. From the lap of Sagarmatha, the world's highest peak, we send this message loud and clear. To protect the mountains is to protect the planet. To protect the mountains is to protect our seas. To protect the mountains is to protect humanity itself. Let this Sambad be not just a dialogue, but a determination to act and to work together towards a gentler, wiser, and more compassionate world.
Highlighting the disproportionate impact on least developed and developing countries, including Nepal, Prime Minister Oli noted that these nations contribute minimally to global emissions yet bear the heaviest burden of climate-induced disasters.
Climate change is no longer a distant threat. It is the greatest challenge of our time. It touches everything, our planet, our people, our shared prosperity. No nation is untouched. No society is safe. But the heaviest burden falls on those least responsible, the poorest, the most vulnerable, the mountainous and the least developed. Nepal stands among them. We have done little to cause this crisis, yet we face its harshest consequences. Glaciers are melting, rains are uncertain, landslides sweep away homes, floods and droughts come without warning. We stand firm. Our emissions are small, almost negligible, but our contributions are meaningful. Our Himalaya cool the region, nature's own climate stabilizer.
The Prime Minister reiterated Nepal's call for climate justice, underscoring the urgent need for adequate climate financing and access to technology for vulnerable countries to mitigate and adapt to impacts of climate change. Earlier, delivering the opening remarks at the inaugural session of the Sagarmatha Sambad, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deuba welcomed the dignitaries and ministers and delegates from around the world to the dialogue. In her keynote address, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana emphasized the dire climate threats facing Nepal and other mountainous countries, highlighting the accelerating retreat of Himalayan glaciers increasing incidence of glacier lake outburst floods and the cascading impacts on mountain country communities. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana called it a grave injustice that demands urgent international attention and action.
The tragedy is that the Himalayas are facing an unprecedented stress test in real time today, exposing not only the fragile nature of our mountain ecosystems, but also glaring evidence of the lack of meaningful global climate action. As a mountainous country with high disaster risk vulnerability, Nepal faces a stark predicament. Nepal has experienced a series of severe weather events in the recent past with devastating impacts on people and their livelihoods. Floods and glacial lake outbursts have caused large-scale destruction and damage, and droughts, water scarcity, and forest fires have brought untold suffering to the people across the country.
The Foreign Affairs Minister also reaffirmed Nepal's commitment to achieving zero net greenhouse gas emissions by 2045, citing progress through hydropower expansion and successful community forestry programs. Similarly, at the Sagarmatha Sambad, India's Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav, emphasized the growing environmental challenges that mountain nations and their people face in the future. He also reminded the South Asia's least contribution to carbon emission.
South Asia has been responsible for only 4% of global cumulative carbon dioxide emission until 2020. Despite being home to almost 25% of the global population, the global carbon budget is rapidly being exhausted, with the developed nations continuing to disproportionately grab the merged remaining carbon budget. Their commitment to providing climate finance, technology transfer and capacity building have been profoundly neglected.
Likewise, COG, Vice Chair of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress and PC of China, reaffirmed China's role as responsible global power in the fight against climate change. In his remarks, Mukhtar Bayev, presidential representative of the Republic of Azerbaijan on the occasion, issued that the climate issues and president of COP29 highlighting the need for a strong political will to ensure climate justice. The event also featured a special video message from the UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres, who expressed his solidarity with the Sagarmatha Sambad and the people of Nepal. More than 350 national and international distinguished personalities are present at the event. Parallel thematic sessions were being held in the dialogue. The inaugural and plenary session of the much anticipated Sagarmatha Sambad successfully concluded today. The dialogue will be held till Sunday, the 18th of May. The State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the House of Representatives has endorsed the Federal Civil Service Bill, which was under discussion for long. The committee has also agreed to set 60 as the retirement age in the civil service. According to the committee secretary, Suraj Kumar Dura, the committee also endorsed the provisions for appointing an additional secretary and introducing a two-year cooling off period, the mandatory waiting time a retired civil servant must observe before taking up another official role. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
विदेश गए परी चिंता की ना करने
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग लीने
जहाँ भए परी पाउनु होस हामी संगै
कल गर्नुस डेटा चलाउनुस संसार भरी सजिलै
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग सेवा सुचारू करना #1415#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलीकॉम को ऐप बाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलीकॉम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now, some international news updates. Ukrainian and Russian officials are meeting face-to-face in Istanbul for the first time since 2022. According to the BBC, there were no handshakes before the meeting, and there is little expectation of a breakthrough, but this is a step forward. Turkish officials, including foreign minister, are facilitating the peace talks. Global hunger hit a new high last year, with the outlook for 2025 bleak, according to a United Nations-backed report. The 2025 Global Report on Food Crisis released on Friday warned that acute food insecurity and child malnutrition rose for a sixth consecutive year in 2024, affecting more than 295 million people across 53 countries and territories. Conflict with the extremes and economic shocks were identified as main drivers. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country, including Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki provinces. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at a few places in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places in the hilly areas of the rest of the provinces. There is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal launches Sagarmatha Sambad 2025 with call for urgent global climate action and deeper international cooperation to address climate crisis. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges world community to respond to escalating climate crisis with shared wisdom and strong determination. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the House of Representatives endorses Federal Civil Service Bill. And Ukrainian and Russian officials meet for first face-to-face talks in 3 years. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.